The UN has called on European leaders to act responsibly and humanely towards refugees arriving at their borders. UN Chief Spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said those who have fled war and violence in their countries are entitled to seek asylum without any form of discrimination. The number of U.S. senators backing the Iran nuclear deal has climbed to 42. Maria Cantwell, Richard Blumenthal, Gary Peters, and Ron Wyden are the latest senators who have thrown their weight behind the deal. This will help the White House block a Republican-backed resolution rejecting the deal. A group of former and current U.S. Republicans have launched a new anti-Iran movement. The so-called Defund Iran campaign seeks to push states to maintain sanctions and ban U.S. public investment in Iran. This comes as Republican-led Congress will unlikely be able to disapprove the Iran nuclear deal. The U.S. Secretary of State has reaffirmed Washington's commitment to Israel's security as Tel Aviv remains opposed to the Iran nuclear deal. John Kerry said the U.S. government will continue to push back what he called destabilizing activities by Iran in the region. He said U.S. military cooperation with Israel will continue as before. Saudi warplanes have bombed a police academy and the security services headquarters in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, killing 10 people. Air raids also left at least 21 people dead in Shanbo province. More than 5,200 Yemenis have died since Saudi Arabia began its war on their country in late March. The Egyptian army says it has killed 56 Daesh terrorists in a major military operation in the Sinai Peninsula. An army officer and a soldier have also been killed. Egypt has launched a major offensive against Daesh in the Sinai Peninsula following a rise in militancy in the region. Former Guatemalan President Otto Perez Molina has been remanded in custody while awaiting trial on corruption charges. A judge said there's enough evidence to link the ex-president to a fraud ring known as the Line. Molina, who resigned last week, has denied any wrongdoing. And two passengers and 13 crew have been injured after a British Airways jet caught fire at McCarran International Airport in the U.S. city of Las Vegas. The incident took place while the plane was preparing to take off with 159 passengers on board. The cause of the incident is unknown.